Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So in the EMS world, there's been a lot of attention in the last probably couple of years for the advancement of blood as a pre-hospital treatment modality. It's been about 10 years that our industry has recognized through some good work in Texas and a few other states that some of the lessons from the battlefield can be applied to patients outside of the hospital. And then, like I said, in the last couple of years, EMS agencies around the country have worked with their medical director and their medical control systems to set up whole blood programs where the blood or the blood products are being carried on usually a supervisor or a specially dedicated vehicle, and then responding to calls when there's a patient in shock from either traumatic bleeding or other internal or external bleeding to the point where the loss of blood has the strong potential to lead to loss of life. And that one unit of whole blood kept in a cooler, kept ready to go, immediately warmed on the scene and given to the patient, even if they're close to the hospital, the administration of that whole blood is having tremendous outcome impact, tremendous impact on outcomes of patients across the country. Watching that, being involved in the discussions, seeing how it worked in systems that are similar to ours and sometimes different than ours, we worked with our medical control authority in Macomb County to set the process in motion to have the same program in place here in Macomb County.
Give me an example. I'm going down 94, horrible crash. I'm injured, I'm bleeding out, 911 gets called, and then a MedStar ambulance shows up. What happens then?
So based on the dispatch of that call, if there's a bad accident on the freeway or the passerby calls indicate that there are people who are hurt real bad, our supervisor vehicle will respond with the ambulance. Might be coming from two different locations, but the ambulance is on the way, and the supervisor, who's carrying the whole blood in the cooler in the back of the truck, will respond with them. As soon as there's confirmation from the scene that there is a significant traumatic injury, the supervisor continues the response. The ambulance crew treats the patient the same way they would have before. The supervisor arrives on scene, and while that standard care is continuing, the supervisor sets up for and then administers whole blood so that when that patient arrives at the hospital, the first unit of blood has been administered to that patient who, like you said, is bleeding out. Historically, and I've been in this business for 35 years, we would start big bags of IV normal saline. Normal saline might increase the amount of fluid in the body. It doesn't carry oxygen. It doesn't carry clotting factors. And it basically just washes the other blood out of the system. Providing whole blood brings the necessary components of the blood to the patient at the time when they need it the most, and sets the stage for a better surgical repair, a better internal process at the hospital because now it's been started early. It's not unlike the early administration of the early application of cardiac monitoring and early cardiac medications. 15 or 20 years ago when we started that in EMS, we thought we could do something in the field, and as soon as we did, the health systems now realize that patient can bypass the emergency room and go straight to the cardiac cath lab. Same with stroke care. If we recognize it early and we give the right medications in the field, we can bypass a lot of the early care in the hospital and go straight to the corrective surgical suite for the stroke. Now with whole blood, we're starting a process for a critical patient that ultimately cuts the time to definitive care down. The numbers are pretty profound from around the country. The impact on mortality, the impact on length of stay, even the number of surgical airways that's required on these critical patients is dramatically reduced because the patient's showing up in the ER conscious where they used to be unconscious and in control of their airway and their respiratory system where they used to be comatose and just starting that unit of blood. It's not that we're just starting it when they would have started it in the surgical suite 30 minutes later. It's that we're starting at 5 minutes or 10 minutes after the injury occurred, and the impact of the components of blood are so significant on that patient that some of that downstream stuff that used to happen just doesn't happen anymore. And that data is pretty well proven out all over the country.
Talking of data, you mentioned a case up in Saginaw.
The Saginaw program started a month or two before our program, the Macomb County Protocol, was approved here. Their first patient was an arterial bleed patient who had a surgical repair to their artery a month or so before, was at their therapy center doing whatever therapy is required for whatever part of their body the damaged artery was in, and the surgical repair let loose. And the patient began bleeding profusely all over the treatment center to the point that by the time the ambulance got there, only a few minutes later, the patient had almost completely bled out, was unconscious, and the medical staff at the therapy place was beginning CPR. He was in cardiac arrest. The administration of whole blood discontinued CPR, and the patient arrived at the ER 5 minutes from the scene, talking. So the impact of that whole blood in that scenario. Now, downstream, there's a lot of work yet to be done, but the administration of the whole blood early on, even close to the hospital, delivered a viable patient where there might not have been one before.
Talk to me about some people might listen to the story and say, hey, wait, but I'm this weird B negative blood. What's this O blood you're putting in me?
So the universal blood is the O positive, and there is the downstream potential for a blood mismatch. There was a couple national studies asking patients, there's a risk in childbearing age women, there's a risk of a mismatch. There are people with specific blood types where there's a risk of a mismatch. But those mismatches are controllable and treatable. And the theory is we'd rather have you arrive alive and work on that mismatch than deliver a patient that is terminally injured and the mismatch doesn't really matter. So the mismatch of blood types is something that can be addressed downstream in the patient care. The administration of whole blood, although the number of patients is not high, the significance in the few patients where it is significant delivers a patient who might not otherwise have to worry about their mismatch.
Am I correct in thinking that a medic's first job at a scene is to stabilize a patient?
Always. So the history of our industry, and again, I've been doing it for a little bit, has always been airway, breathing, and circulation. They've taught ABCs from day one in EMS. With the attention that's being put into the whole blood and the revised trauma care that's going on in the country now, they're actually revising the ABC acronym and they're putting S in front of ABC, stabilize, then airway, breathing, circulation. And the theory is start that whole blood earlier, immediately, manage the airway, manage the breathing. But if you get the stabilization efforts out front, the downstream impact of the ABCs and the rest of your care are that much better for the patient because you've stopped the medical process that's taking place while the body is bleeding out. It's not just a loss of blood. It's a loss of oxygen carrying capacity. It's a loss of clotting factors. So reversing that process, number one, by not using salt water, but number two, by replacing the fluid with the actual fluid that does the work, provides a much more viable patient when they arrive in the ER or the surgical suite.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Part of the platelets is to create the coagulation, right?
Absolutely.
Stop the bleeding.
Yep.
You don't get paid. Ambulance companies don't get paid on the services you offer. It's the transportation.
Correct.
Why would MedStar go in and into this and say, we need this, when it's very, very expensive?
You know, it is very expensive, but it's something that in our industry we recognize around the country that is truly making a change in patients' lives. And the outcome in the patients who desperately need it is reversing their course. I believe that if we make the investment, we continue with the research, we continue to be part of the national discussion that's going on around this topic, the insurance payers will eventually figure it out and will eventually support us. I don't know that it will ever get to be cost neutral for us, but it's an investment that we're making for those patients who need it the most, and we're going to do the work on the back end to get it paid however we do downstream. There's no option in sight right now. There's a very slight increase in the rate that we receive for a patient who gets whole blood. I think the increase is about $150, and the unit of blood itself, it costs us somewhere around $7. So it's not a money-making thing. We're doing the right thing for the right reason, and we will continue to work with the payers and the health system to find the financial structure later. There are several programs around the country where the hospital extends their blood supply out to the ambulance companies, mm-hmm. and then when the ambulance companies or the EMS organizations use the blood, they just cycle it through the hospital because it would have been used anyway, so we're not adding a new cost. We're just rotating the stock. Blood has a shelf life, so it's an important component, but we're advancing the stock, if you will, out to the field, so we're not adding new costs. We're just moving it to the patient earlier.
And in Michigan, you do that? You recycle the hospitals?
We're going to work on that program with our hospitals. I think some hospitals will be willing to participate. Some may not. But again, as the program develops, those components, it's my hope that those components will come together. As we continue to prove the concept, the components will come together in support of the system. Even since we've developed the protocol here in Macomb County, it was just approved in late October. I believe that Oakland County has reached out about sharing the protocol, and I know for sure that the Detroit East Medical Control Authority, where the city Detroit is, has the adoption of that protocol on their agenda for next week. So the other systems, even though it's less than 2% of the EMS agencies in the country right now carrying it, in my news feed that I've set up, I see a new agency coming online about once a week around the country.
How did it all get rolled? Battlefield medicine coming home, right?
Battlefield medicine coming home. The physicians who come home from the battlefield work in trauma and surgery in the various hospitals around the country. One of the battlefield physicians, John Holcomb, is a former San Antonio physician now working at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. And he said, you know, this worked in the field. This worked on the front lines where we didn't have blood drives. We took the blood out of one guy's arm and put it in another guy's arm. But it's that delivery in those patients that made the difference. how can we apply those lessons learned to the patients that we deal with from a pre-hospital setting? And from those early discussions 10-ish years ago, now that discussion has, you know, when we look at the map, there's a, we call it the blood map of the country. When we look at all the systems around the country, essentially all of them have started from the discussions in Texas, and it's growing in almost every state. I think it's down to two or three states right now that don't have whole blood programs. And I think that blood supply limitations notwithstanding, I think 10 years from now, we'll look back on this as just a standard part of our care. We're heavily engaged with our blood supplier at Versity. We're doing blood drives for Versity. We're helping them build the blood supply. We're working with our community partners and fire departments to generate more blood, because a whole blood program doesn't work unless there's blood. So the generating the blood supply is a key part of it. And quite frankly, the blood suppliers are hesitant to involve EMS programs because they see it as an increased use of blood. Mm-hmm. By us generating more blood from the blood drives and distributing the studies that show that it, pre-hospital whole blood reduces the use of blood over the life of a patient's admission, we're actually building the blood supply by contributing more and starting it earlier so there's less used.
What's the bottom line here?
It's the right thing to do. For a patient who needs this, it's the right thing to do. And it's been rolling a ball uphill, but with a lot of support from the national community trying to do the same thing, a lot of support from the other EMS agencies in the county and the hospitals, each of the committees that reviewed it, each of the physicians who get involved, the regional trauma network, the agency leaders, everybody looks at what's happening around the country and says, if we can do this here, we should. And being a part of the Macomb County Medical Control while this has worked its way through and seeing this big of a change come to the pre-hospital setting has been a pretty rewarding experience.
Finally, Colby, you're getting the attention of other people, a big meeting coming up here next month downtown?
So we invited, along the way when you're learning and kind of learning on the backs of giants, we met some pretty dedicated people to this program around the country. As we learned about it and saw how different it was from what we've known as EMS providers all this time, we built some good relationships. And knowing that it's a new thing in many Michigan organizations as well as around in the Midwest, we asked those people who helped us, would you come to Detroit and talk to anybody who is interested in this program? We'll set up the space. We'll get the vendors in the space to pay for whatever we need to make this thing happen. And will you come from Texas and Arizona and Florida and North Carolina? Will you come and tell the bigger story to the EMS community, whether it's the hospitals, the trauma systems, or the EMS agencies, so that everybody can see the value and the benefit of a program like this? Thankfully, all of those physicians, every speaker at the conference is a physician. All of those physicians said, absolutely, we will. They all work together. We have six physicians coming in from around the country, and we were able to line up schedules to make it happen. We're doing a pre-conference the night before so that all of the national doctors can have a doc-to-doc dinner and talk about the medicine and the science. Also, the evening before, we're bringing in all the vendors so that the EMS agencies can come in and see the tools of the trade, so to speak, so that when we go into the big session the next day, everybody's up to speed on both sides of the dialogue. We were expecting about 70 people. We're at 125 people right now, and we probably couldn't put another person in the room if we needed to. The original plan was Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Wisconsin, Illinois. There's people coming from Wisconsin and Oregon and Florida and Texas, and we've just had a great response. And watching that collective dialogue take place around an idea that we've been involved with for a year is pretty rewarding. Knowing that MedStar could help facilitate a discussion like this that will eventually go back in some city in some state and lead to a program getting underway and eventually lead to a life being saved is pretty rewarding as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.